Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Welcome to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted.
Hi, I'm Anna, co-founder of the Sisters Enchanted.
No, you're not.
Hi, I'm Dorothy, and I don't belong here.
I seem to have...
We're not in Kansas.
Yeah,
anymore.
I seem to have found myself in Oz. Does that make me the Wizard of Oz?
Or do not pay any mind to the man behind the curtain.
I'm just back there, like, causing shenanigans. No, this is Anna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Sorry, we're really, like, unadjusted and not prepared.
I know. My mic keeps flopping forward, and I sound terrible, so I'm drinking some water.
You're sitting, like, behind. None of this is good. Anyway.
It's fine. I'm going to hold my mic to my face. It's great. We're doing great.
It is fine. The topic of this discussion today is how to celebrate Yule.
In a Christmas world?
You did it. I wasn't sure that you were going to fill in the blank there.
I filled in the blanksies.
And you did it. You go like caught on to that really quickly. It's almost like we are talking via our brains. What's that, telepathy?
It is telepathy.
That's exactly what just happened.
We just had a telepathic connection, you and I.
Okay, then.
Brainwaves.
My gosh.
Brainwaves, engage.
Let's go. Okay. How to celebrate Yule in a Christmas world. So what's the difference between Yule and Christmas? Let's start there. Yule is the
most wonderful time of the year.
This is not going to go well. This is one of those times. Okay.
I would say that we have excuses because we were up late. Nobody's felt well, but we always behave this way. So
true.
I can't say that there
it
are
has
excuses.
Been like the last 7 days for our families had just been
a doozy.
If I could, but I think like, you know, that point though, when you're so overtired, when you lay down, you just can't sleep. So I would say like, if I could just go to sleep right now, but that's not the case. Cause I would just lay down and like, I don't know, probably just sit there and be like, WTF just happened in my life in the last 7 days. So I think that best case is to push or best choice decision here. Next right thing is to just keep pushing forward on this day and just try to go to bed at a reasonable hour tonight and hope for the best.
I'm feeling a midday nap.
I know you're a napper.
I'm not really because I just don't have the capacity to anymore.
You used to be.
I used to be a napper.
You want to tighten that mic?
I want to halt it.
Does it make you feel good?
No, see, now it flopped back. You know, I had to talk like.
Okay.
That just meant.
Oh, what is Yule? Yule is the shortest day of the year. It's the shortest day. It's the longest night. Get with it, Anna.
It's the shortest day of the year.
And it is the time when we set intentions for the year ahead, much like at the new moon. But it's like the new moon of the whole year. Tis Yule.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. That is Yule. So the shortest day, longest night. And it's the intention setting time, like a new moon. So actually, even though, like, depending where you live, we live in Connecticut, so we have all four seasons here. So for us, it still feels like warm some days. Like we could still have like a warm day. So at that point in time, December 21st, it might not feel yet like we're in, like it might feel like we're still in that like dark wintry time, which we are because intention setting doesn't happen in one sitting. It's like a growth. Like it needs to grow. Think of like
it's like a growth.
Yeah. Think of like really good mushrooms or something. I mean, I don't like to eat
like
mushrooms.
Like a growth.
But like
a fungal growth.
The beautiful
mushrooms
you see on like a really great hike and you're like, whoa, can you believe the earth made this? That's because it needs that like darkness and then you get that beautiful thing. And so our intentions are like that. They are like fungus
that yeah, but have you heard
grows about, into this beautiful thing.
Like how smart funguses exactly. Like mushrooms are.
I know.
Like
how... I watched that documentary on Netflix. I recommend it. It's pretty cool. It's like the brains of the earth, this like fungal network. Yeah. And what we need your intentions to be is like the fungal network of your existence.
This podcast took a turn.
It did.
An unscripted turn. It's like Santa portals, but.
Yes, but, last year we got into a Santa portal unexpected
thing. This is like fungal brainwaves. We need some swag that says Santa portals and fungal brainwaves.
Be like, I get my adult education from the Sisters Enchanted, Santa portals and fungal brainwaves.
So good.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're obviously not as in the know as I am.
We're so missing.
That's what the t-shirt should say.
For some swag.
I'm not saying you listening aren't in the know. I'm saying people watching, looking at your t-shirt who don't know what that's about.
They're going to ask questions about that shirt.
So if you don't like to be talked to, you probably shouldn't wear that shirt.
It's such a good idea for a shirt.
Okay. Anyway, your intentions need to grow like a beautiful piece of fungus. Mm. And so they need the dark of Yule, and they will grow from Yule to Ostara in the spring. And then they will bloom.
Do funguses bloom?
I don't know what funguses do. I'm not that knowledgeable on fungus. I mean, I watched a documentary. I did actually take a class on fungus. Well, like mushrooms. It was a mushroom class.
Mushrooms are a fungus.
I know that. Look, we stop talking about this now. So this is Yule. And at Yule, we practice gratitude. We gather in community. We toss what's left of the year into a fire to be burnt away into the ether. So that it is fresh when the sun rises again on the morrow. I've lost my mind entirely. So this is Yule.
I'm just following your mindset here. You're like, you're going to burn it all that's left, you're going to burn it. It's like, I don't think that you mean like you're actually going to burn your things.
No. The metaphorical things, just like the fungus is metaphorical.
Like, the fungus is portals metaphorical?
No, those are real. You're just getting confused now.
Obviously, the Santa portals.
Who would ever think Santa portals were not real? It does not make sense that Santa can get anywhere
without Santa portals.
It's
true. That's you heard it here, folks.
That's simple logic.
Fact. Santa portals.
It's like philosophy 101. Listen to our podcast about it. It's back a year ago. I don't know what number it was. 90-something. Anyway.
Most talked about podcast ever. In podcast
history. Santa
portals. Most referred to.
By the elite of the elite. So, Yule... it's like really reflective time. It's a celebration. And we wait for the sun to rise. Some folks like to do like a lantern walk, a spiral walk. So we have that quiet night. And then in the morning, we watch the sunrise. So getting up for that first sunrise after the longest night can be very, very beautiful and like empowering to see that each day now, the days are actually going to get a little bit longer. Even though it might not feel that way for a while.
It's a great night that if you're not an automatic coffee pot person, that like you set it to like automatic time, or like you get your cup and your tea ready. You just have to like press start on your kettle or your hob, if you're in the UK, hob, and what? The stovetop. Yeah, the hob.
Did you learn that from Sarah Milne?
No.
Oh, where'd you learn that from?
I just know it.
How?
Just like... I know that
Santa portals are real.
Santa portals
are
real.
That's enough evidence for me.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Okay, finish your thought, though.
I forgot what it was.
To automatically have your items prepared for the morning.
Yeah, so that you can, like, really get into it and, like, wake up with that, like, new light and, like, be a part of it and not be distracted.
And rise with the sun.
She said, rise. I was going to say, I know it's a hob, just like I know that a zucchini is a courgette. It's a courgette everywhere except here. It's a
zucchini. Wait. Pamplemousse.
I'm going to make your children pamplemousse and tacos t-shirts for Christmas.
Pamplemousse. So
it's a grapefruit.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
So it's like a reflective, it's a quiet.
And a LaCroix.
And then. When we think about Christmas, though, Christmas does not feel that quiet. Not in like commercial Christmas.
It's bustling.
Yeah. It's loud. It's big. It's like indulgent. It's a lot of things. And so how do you celebrate Yule in a Christmas world? So what we do in my house, this has actually been a progression of change for us because, you know, I love Christmas. I gotta say, I love Halloween too, but like Halloween is kind of just like my baseline life. I feel like, give me
like a regular energy.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's just my life. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just what that would just be me. But Christmas is like, I turn into like, in my mind, I'm Mrs. Claus or like an elf. And I'm like,
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'm Will Ferrell, an elf. And I love it. I've always loved it. I want like the North Pole to vomit in my living room and then I can live in it. Yeah. And so I think that what we've done.
Goodness. You just reminded me once upon a time. On a Christmas Eve night.
There was a child.
No, there was an adult.
There was an adult.
Named Anna and an adult named Sarah. And they lived in the same household as adults.
Oh, yeah.
We hunkered down in for a nice winter's nap. And when we awoke, there was a note on the tree and written in cursive, a beautiful cursive on wonderful paper. Elegantly written with grammar that was, you know, superior, not even a little bit, from Santa. And Sarah was like, oh my gosh, Santa left me a note. She was like, who did this? Who came into my house and left me this note? And she was like, it went on for like weeks. Sarah was like, this note, Santa left me a note. Who did this? Like, when did Santa get into my house?
It's true.
And she like for days was like, trying to figure out like what this was and was like, Santa left me a note. I had written Sarah a note from Santa and tucked it into the tree. And Sarah for like weeks did not even suspect that I had written this note.
No, because it wasn't in your handwriting, I don't think.
Because I am a chameleon. I embodied the Santa portal magic.
No, it was really good. And
Sarah was like, somebody we know snuck into our house on Christmas Eve and tucked the snow.
I thought it was most amazing.
And it was like the most magical note for like ever. And I could not believe that she had no idea that it was me that had written it. Also, fun fact, for most of Sarah in my life, I gave her coal for the holidays.
True.
I did. For years.
My wretched little sister.
For years. Some sort of coal-esque item.
It's kind of, you're the best little sister. The best. Okay, so I was saying, it's been like a slow progression in my life to bring this Yule energy in the combination with Christmas. Yeah. So we definitely do like the decorations and things. But this year in particular, I have young kids. So if you don't have kids, you know, just apply this to your life. One of the things I learned recently in our community is that sometimes we hear people who aren't in our age and stage and just think, oh, doesn't apply to me. But what we're experiencing is very similar. It just looks different. It's like a different color picture, you know, but like the background behind is similar. So I think that if you have traditions you've always followed, finding ways to just slowly transition them if you want to work with Yule more. So for us this year, my kids have typically done like a 24-day countdown to Christmas thing with like a like an Advent toy thing or something, whatever. And this year, we're still doing that because they're used to it. But I got them one, like we're doing it in a much smaller way. And they're just getting like a little piece of candy every day, where in the past it's been like a new like thing that gets added on to like a fuller thing. I'm not explaining that well, but anyway, every year. So we're like pulling back on that a little bit. And then we're going to do a 12-day countdown to Yule specifically and make that like a more pronounced. So there's not going to be gifts, but we're going to like put out some candles. And I have
a Yule log.
No, did you see that I needle felted that thing?
I did see your needle felting. It was beautiful, glorious.
I know.
It's like a portal.
If you haven't tried it, you basically just stab at wool roving onto a piece of felt. You just keep stabbing.
How did that feel?
So, I mean, I recommend it to anybody who has some frustrations. You just keep stabbing. But in all that stabbing, I've developed a spiral with 12 stars in between the spiral.
Because you know how we love spirals.
I know. We are not debating the ins and outs of spirals on this day, though. And so what we're going to do is on those 12 days, like I handmade this. The kids are going to help me make like a piece to move on the stars. We're not quite sure what it's going to be yet because we have some time. But they're going to help me with it. And, you know, we'll like light a candle and we'll move the piece and maybe we'll read a story or like I've got all these solstice, winter solstice books.
Do you have Odin Claus books?
I don't. We'll read a story or a Norse myth. Yeah. A Norse myth. We'll read one of those. We have in our soul-led Yule program that's open for registration right now. There's tons of ideas in there from crafts, working with runes. There's a
cocktails.
Great one with there's some cocktails and there's such good stuff in setting intentions.
Some gin cocktails.
So like each day we'll do reflections on what has come from the year, what we hope, what we're dreaming of the next year. And like, I don't know quite what we might do. Maybe we'll write some of those things down each day and then maybe we'll burn them on Yule. So we're just shifting focus. So we're still doing Christmas, like we're still do the gifts and the, you can do Yule gifts. You don't have to do Christmas. But for those of you who are like, my whole family celebrates Christmas and I really want to celebrate Yule. How do we do both energetically? And I think just kind of shifting one portion of focus onto Yule can do that. So like, instead of having the big countdown we do every day for Christmas, we're just shifting that energy to the countdown to Yule. And then Christmas is just a day for us. That happens.
I did mention this on a previous podcast, but I think a really good way to kind of embody Yule and being intentional and like having a new set to things and kind of taking a step back away from like the hustle and bustle that is like the Christmas time, the holiday spirit time is to be intentional when you are giving. And having that idea of like,
yeah.
Giving. And like I was saying that like, instead of just, you know, going to the store and buying like a $2 thing of wrapping paper and some glittery bows that are going to be thrown away, go to like a secondhand store and find some like scarves that you can like intentionally tie a handkerchief around a box that you're going to give to somebody. Go find a pine cone that you can like hole punch, I don't know, and then like tie to that and like intentionally give that gift.
Yeah.
That you've wrapped with something that you've picked out that isn't going to just be like thrown away. Mm-hmm. And that can then be reused or repurposed, especially if you have friends that also are like-minded, witchy and magical, because then if you have a really great scarf, it can then become like an altar cloth, mm-hmm. or something amazing like that, or a hair like tie to keep their hair up. I think that that's a really good way too, to get like out of the hustle and bustle about it and take like a moment.
Yeah.
And like make it a more like intentional exchange.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And in our Yule program, Soul-Led Yule, we talk about setting intentions. We talk about celebrating Yule. There's tons of ideas in there. And I teach a small portion. Anna teaches a portion. Christina Booth here, our student success sorceress, she teaches a portion. And then Brandy Schaefer, who is, well, actually she's part of Team TSE.
Woo!
Brandy teaches a portion. And it's great. But so Yule, how to celebrate Yule in a Christmas world. I think that you just do both. Like really, I mean, just do both. But if it feels overwhelming or like you want that calm energy of Yule, but like Christmas feels so big, maybe just dial in on that calm energy through till Yule. And then maybe once you get on the other side of that and the sun has risen again, 21st, 22nd, you know, then you're like all in Santa for a few days. I mean, I'm all in Santa all the time, but we're just like shifting the countdown to the shortest day of the year.
Do you have my Christmas shirt?
It's at my house.
Don't let me forget it.
Okay. We got new Christmas shirts this year. Adding to our matchy Christmas collection.
Yay.
All right then. So, hey, we have a hot announcement too, aside from our soul-led Yule program. So register for that. There's also a live component where we're going through some planning for the year. So there's two options, the like DIY class, which is awesome. But if you want somebody to like guide you through as a group, the astrology for 2022, planning for intentions. We got your back with an upgraded option, so you can check those out. And in 2022, we are re-releasing our podcast.
What?
It's going to be a little different. It's going to have a new name.
It's probably going to be much the same. Shenanigans.
Yeah, it'll still have shenanigans. But what you might hear in January and into February is some replays of our most popular episodes. While
Santa portals?
What?
Can we play Santa portals?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But we need ones with videos so we can put them on YouTube too.
Oh.
But actually, you can't double up YouTube videos. So I don't know. Anyway, I guess maybe not. So we will have some replays, but we'll record some intros and outros with some just relevant info and saying hello. So you'll still want to, you know, listen in for that. But that's what's coming up. And for now, that's it. That's all my announcements.
Woo.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed this. Like, share, subscribe, all the good things. And until next time, we hope that you
have an enchanted
rest of your day.
Ahead.
You gotta go hit end on this.